From Hollywood, the Mutual Broadcasting System presents transcribed The Jack Kirkwood Show with Lillian Lee, Steve Dunn, Lee Albert, George Wright at the organ, Sad Sam the Sawman, and their regular cast of characters. And boy, what characters they are.
Somebody go to sleep while this show's on.
The following program is partially recorded. Will be heard in Canada by shortwave in Alaska and the Hawaiian Islands by our armed forces and all theaters of operation from coast to coast in the USA. It's the Jack Kirkwood Show. Hey, you.
Are you listening?
We all admire a man who was big enough not to stoop to low comedy. Well, here's a low comedian who was one of the biggest stoops in radio, Jack Kirkwood.
Thank you, Steve Dunn. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? Steve, boy, thanks for that stupendous introduction. Really, Steve, I never have to stoop to low comedy.
Well, that's because you're as low as you can get now.
You're not kidding. This is Lily Lee, and I wish it wasn't. I wish you'd stop from calling me those awful names.
What is your real name?
Jack.
No, I mean your full name.
That's my name, full or sober. Makes no difference.
Hello, Mr. Kay.
Well, if it isn't Lee Albert, and I wish it wasn't.
I have a riddle, Mr. Kay.
I don't suppose I could talk you out of it.
Oh, fine. I'll be glad to tell you. Now, why is an electric chair considered a piece of period furniture?
Well, I don't know, Lee. Why is an electric chair considered a piece of period furniture?
Because it ends a sentence.
Well, that's right. That's so. She always reminds me of something that escaped from a circus.
Have you ever been to a circus, Jack?
Have I ever been to a circus? Why, I used to own one. A flea circus, that is. Yeah.
Did someone will it to you?
No, I started from scratch. those were the days.
Yeah, well, where's your circus now?
Oh, the fleas started drinking, smoking, going out with other fleas. Staying out late at night.
Well, what happened?
Oh, they finally went to the dogs. No, I'll never forget the day that I forgot to feed them.
Oh, were they mad?
Mad. Boy, they hopped all over me.
Jack, you're simply insane.
Hey, what's that?
You're simply insane.
Oh, no, I'm simply Kirkwood.
I'm just Lee.
I'm only Dunn.
Oh, oh, three at once?
This is too much.
Do you mind if I chase this thermometer? I feel like running a temperature.
Not at all, but be careful you don't get overheated.
Oh, yes, I must be careful of my blood. I have such low count.
Oh, Kirkwood.
Low count. How's Mrs. Couch?
She's been over visiting her brother, Noah.
Noah Count, eh? Vacation suit, isn't she?
Yeah, she's going to spend it with her aunt, Agatha.
Agatha?
Agatha.
Agatha blues when it rains. Blues I can lose when it rains.
And so we say farewell to the forgotten little village of Blot on the Escutcheon, with its happy dancing natives and its primitive youngsters siphoning coconut milk with a rubber tube. And as we drift languidly toward the gaily bedizened horizon, we are suddenly reminded of livestock realities as we hear the unearthly bellow of the natives in their plaintive chant.
In the past decades, medical science has made great strides forward, but these advances mean more nurses are needed than ever before. Besides the development of new techniques and drugs, there also has been an increase in the birth rate, education of the public to use hospitals, extension of voluntary and government public health facilities, and of industrial nursing programs. With this expanded public health program, enrollment of first-year students in the nursing schools must be raised to 50,000. This means one out of every 12 young women graduating from our high schools this year should enter nursing. If you decide to become a student nurse, you'll find that you'll practice under the supervision of able doctors and graduate nurses. You will live in a comfortable dormitory with girls of your own age. When you graduate from your three-year course, you're eligible to become a registered nurse. Or if you attend a four- or five-year collegiate school, you may earn a B.S. degree. To find out more about this career, contact your nearest hospital or collegiate school of nursing. Or if you prefer, talk over the possibilities with your school advisor. Nursing can offer you a valuable and rewarding career. Look into it today.
Now let's see what's going on over at the Madhouse News.
The Madhouse News on the air with a story on big business. And here's your news commentator, Phineas. I can get it for you wholesale. Deadline. Shoot the mark to me, Bart.
Howdy, folks. I'll be back pell-mell with something to sell. Over.
Dividend falls. California. News get story on big business baboons. Tycoons.
Not to the D, folks. Wanting to get the lowdown on the higher-ups of big business, we sent our star reporter up to the little industrial town of Dividend Falls, California, to interview one J.J. Kirkwood, manager of one of them there now factories in that area. Well, the story that was sent in was pounced on by the censor, as usual, and after a busy day with the scissors and a blue pencil, he released the following story. This Kirkwood was he was a wolf. His secretary used to wear track shoes. take it away, J.J.
Hello, Wild Harrah Scalp Preparations. If you're cold, then bear in mind, one drink of our tonic and you'll be fur-lined. Over.
I want to order a bottle of hair tonic.
Well, certainly, madam. What size?
Well, I want enough to take care of 14 hairs.
Only 14 hairs? Not very many, is it?
Oh, I don't think that's bad for being a mother rabbit for the first time.
Some of these customers. Miss Lee, take a letter. Oh, before I forget, the president, Mr. Stevens, will be in to see me. He should be here almost any time now.
Oh, Miss Kirkwood, before Mr. Stevens gets here, I'd like to ask you for an advance on my salary.
Sorry, I never make advances to my secretaries during working hours. Oh, well, time out for lunch.
Oh, Mr. Kirkwood, where'd you ever learn to kiss like that?
I used to be a tester in an alum factory. How about another one?
Oh, I really shouldn't.
Oh, thanks. Oh, hello, Mr. Stevens.
Kirkwood, is that what I've been paying you for?
Certainly not. I do this free of charge.
Look, as president of this firm, I'm losing money, and it's got to stop.
Well, I'm working on a new product for our firm. If it works, I know that you'll come out on top.
It had better work. Good day.
Okay.
Oh, Mr. Kirkwood, do you really think you can keep your promise to Mr. Stevens?
Why, of course, Miss Lee. I'm going out and talk to the bookkeeper. Ah, here's my bookkeeper's office. I'll just drop in and see him. Oh, I know. I'll open the door fast and surprise him. Boom! Yeah. Yeah, there. Oh, how do you do?
How do you do?
You found
Kirkwood.
Me, eh?
Yes, finally.
Just as I got to the bookkeeper.
Yes, I wanted to know if you finished the new product.
Product? Oh, yes, Mr. Stevens, of course. I've got it right here with me, right here.
What is it?
Well, it's a revolutionary scalp massager.
Will it work?
Of course it'll work. I'll just slip it on your head like this. Then we'll just plug it in, and I'll turn on the switch like this.
Turn it on! Turn it on!
I can't. Wait, I'll pull out the plug.
Ooh, Kirkwood, you fool. You're fired. That thing pulled out all my hair.
Yeah. Well, you said you wanted to come out on top this year, didn't you?
So much for the Madhouse News.
Oh, yes. Now George Wright plays 99 out of 100.
Thank you.
And now, lovers of slightly sappy sonnets, will you join us at the Poet's Nook?
Greetings, friends. Won't you come in for a kindly thought? This poem is by our assistant producer, Bill Lutz. This time of year, confusion reigns supreme. This the time when time is changed, it seems. An hour ahead we set our clocks each spring, or an hour behind. I'm confused on this whole thing. And if you share my utter consternation, think of the millions all across our nation. I'm told they work themselves into a lather. To forget the whole thing, everyone would rather. But it's not only humans that feel the pinch. Pity the animals on, say, a chicken wrench. The hens are off schedule, their lives are a mess. The rooster's morning crow is just a guess. He rises as usual at the same old time, but once up he finds the sun just won't shine. And how does a hen know when to do her best? Does she wait, or quick bombs away and then jump off the hen? I tell you, it's maddening. The cows come home early, and there's no one to milk them, and they get downright surly. They're fully loaded, all ready to go. In fact, as they walked in, each one plowed a neat row. But each year we go through this horrible mess, and each year we grin and just hope for the best. And I, for one, want the whole world to know this daylight saving thing has just got to go.
We leave the Poet's Nook for today.
Now, for another thrilling episode in our stirring drama, The Story of Sadie Black, Girl Sandhog. Today, we find our two lovers out in the country enjoying nature. Sadie is driving the car, and Roger's not pleased with her actions, for he has a great fear she'll hit someone and cause an accident. But she feels that she has complete control of the car. Leave us crawl under this old clutch pedal and listen in, shall we?
Now, look, Sadie, be careful. After all, this is a bad road for beginners to drive on.
Roger, I'm not a beginner. I can drive as well as anybody. Oh, my, I've lost my handkerchief.
Who said he look out?
Oh, never mind, Roger. I've got complete control of this car.
Well, that may be so, but that last car that passed us almost took the finish off the front fender.
Throw me your hanky, Roger.
Oh, look out, Sadie. Here comes another car. You better toot the horn.
Nonsense. I know how to drive just as well as he does.
You better use that horn.
Now, Roger, be quiet and give me your hanky.
Is Sadie about to blow her horn? Tune in next week, folks. We don't know.
Bravo, boy. Bravo. Boy. That was George Wright doing up one called Chaser Number 3 and played in tempo D just about as fast as you can go. And...
A learned man once said to me, I studied ancient history, and I found the same jokes I listened to on the Kirkwood Show and in part two.
Now George Wright gets us all in a springy mood with Jealous.
Okay, I'll open the door and shoot it out with him. I'll show him that I'm fearless cactus.
Well, what's the matter?
What do you say?
Hey, this morning in the streetcar, I saw a woman put her arms around you and hug you and kiss you, and you never said a word.
Why should I? I never saw her before. I don't talk to strangers.
This next one says, Dear J.K., is it true that there are some playboys left in Hollywood who light cigars with $5 and $10 bills?
Well, not exactly. They light cigars with bills, all right. Gas bills, telephone bills, electric.
Well, this one reads, Dear J.K., I just saw a picture of you in a magazine. It was a picture of you winning a big silver cup as the prettiest baby. You were such a pretty baby. How did you get like you are now?
The judge dropped the cup on my face.
The last one says, Dear J.K., we came here from the East, and we sure like it in California. But did you ever see so many women wearing slacks?
Yeah, in the East, a fella follows a girl for 2 blocks to find out if she'll go out with him. But here, a fella follows a girl for 6 blocks to find out if she's a girl.
Whatever, the problem solved. Another housewife made happy. Another service at the Jack Kirkwood Show.
Now for that house, little theater.
Today, the Madhouse comedy drama and mustaches waxed while you wait. Players present a romantic tale of the Old West entitled Don't Walk Around With That Stoop Mother. People are liable to talk. As the curtain rises, we find ourselves in the Buzzard's Breath Saloon. Susanna Agatha Hetherington, otherwise known as Sloppy Sue, is behind the bar. Curtain music.
That horse must have been frightened by Gene Kelly.
I'll show him we can't fool around with Cactus Pete. You see him, Sloppy? He's sneaking up closer. Wait till I get my gun out. There. Now I'll show him.
Hey, polecat!
You run when you're hunting rabbits.
Well, I gotta run alongside of them and feel how fat they are before I shoot them, don't I? Hey, I'll bet that's that low-down good shirt.
Well, howdy,
well,
howdy,
well, howdy, howdy, howdy. What brings you around here this time of day, Polecat?
Well, just come over to warn Cactus the Injuns are mad about you building your shack on their land, Cactus.
That ain't their land. It's squatter's land.
Squatter's land, nothing. It's all covered with cactus.
Well, they're powerful mad about it.
They can't scare me.
Oh, Cactus, come out from under that table.
I'd have swore my collar button rolled under there.
I'm surprised at you, Cactus. You ought to stay cool.
Cool? Just look at me, shivering all over.
Yeah, get out of here.
Okay.
Oh, hi, Sloppy. Hi.
Hey, who's this quitter?
Oh, that's my new hired hand. What's the matter, Zeke? Your clothes are all tore up.
Yeah, fell off my horse again.
I told you to quit riding side saddle.
Got to ride side saddle. My underwear ain't got no stretch in it.
What you coming here for, anyhow?
Oh, tell me, what does TNT mean? You know, I wanted to find out. I didn't know what it meant.
What's TNT? Yeah. Why?
Well, I fed some to the pig.
TNT? Did it kill him?
I don't know. They ain't come down yet.
Kill my pigs, will you? I'll fix you.
Oh.
Cactus, will you slide Zeke's body under the bar?
Sure.
I always like to keep the place neat and respectable.
Okay, Sloppy.
Hey, you ain't scared of them Injuns Polecat was talking about, are you?
I ain't afraid of nothing. I'm tough.
I like my men who are rough and ready.
You do?
Yep, when they're rough, I'm ready. Cactus, here comes the Injun.
Oh, I'm busting out through the back door.
There ain't none.
I'll make one.
Wait a minute. I thought you was brave.
Well, I am, Floppy. I just forgot for a minute there. I'm fearless. I'll just look out this window and see where those Indians are.
Oh,
shucks, Floppy. I wouldn't laugh if an arrow took off your left ear and stuck it to the wall.
Now I know what they mean when they say walls have ears. But whatever you do, don't let them see you're afraid.
Okay, I'll open the door and shoot it out with them. I'll show them that I'm fearless Cactus.
Well, what's the matter?
What do you say?
What's the matter?
Oh, fearless is now earless.
He's sneaking up closer. Wait till I get my gun out. There. Now I'll show him.
Hey, polecat!
Can you catch it, Cactus?
Right through the heart.
He got me, Sloppy. I'm a-going. Before I go, I got something to say. Before I go, I've got something to say. I'm leaving you, my steer.
Because he looks just like you, my dear. I'm a-heading for a happier day. Oh, happy day.
Before I go, I want to give you my 5-gallon hat.
Oh, doggone, I've always wanted that hat, Cactus.
Well, it's yours. Just fill it to the brim with beer for me to go out a-sipping.
5 gallons is a lot of beer, but I'll do it.
Oh, my. Gee, Cactus. Sure sounds good.
Hey, I just noticed something.
What's that, Sluffy?
Why, this ain't a 5-gallon hat, it's a 10-gallon hat.
What's the difference?
Trying to trick me out of an extra 5 gallons of beer, are you? You can't cheat me that away.
So we close the doors on the Madhouse Little Theater. A fact that must be squarely faced is that group prejudice exists in our country today, and this attitude of criticizing others simply because they're different from you in some ways can be dangerous. Instead of being guilty of group prejudice, we should be showing the people abroad that the various groups that make up our country can work together smoothly and successfully. Lack of unity can and is used by enemies of our way of life as proof that democracy doesn't work. The tensions and worries of our world today provide an atmosphere in which group prejudice can flourish. It's the result of our trying to find a reason for the insecurity in our everyday lives. But if we're a well-adjusted adult, you'll not need to blame these problems on a specific racial or religious group. It probably is not possible to eliminate completely prejudice from human nature, but it is possible, however, to recognize group antagonisms for what they are. A scapegoat method of blaming all the world's troubles on some group which happens to be a little different from us. Judge your neighbors on their individual merits and teach your children that they should, too. Always accept or reject people on their individual worth.
You mind ambling in now, Addison, old apple?
Not at all, Zingflute, old Zin.
I'm confused on this whole thing. And if you share my utter consternation, think of the millions all across our nation. I'm told they work themselves into a lather.
Listen, I must get a tuxedo for him to wear to the party this evening.
Why not let him wear your brother Dan?
No, Mother wouldn't like it if the Indian war dance.
What'll be?
Indian war dance, Indian war
dance. Oh, the Indian war dance. Yes, I'd love to. Well, David, look like we played another one. This is off the turntable, and we'll be back soon with some good groovy ones.
Marsh recorded with the same gang, Lily Lee, George Wrightley, Albert Chad, Sam Assignment, and producer J.C. Lewis will be with us, won't you?
Thanks for helping us spin things today, neighbor. Thanks for those grand cards and letters and all that kind of stuff like that there. Sure do appreciate that fine mail. Keep them coming, will you? And in the meantime, drive carefully and take mighty good care of yourselves now, you hear me?
Till next time, it's Steve Dunn.
And Jack Kirkwood asked you to wait for that call.
Hey, you!
Are you listening?
Jack Kirkwood Show is transcribed in Hollywood. This is the world's largest network, the Mutual Broadcasting System.